is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Alex and I are. We're broadcasting live atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website. USAprepares.com. So if you need to contact your instructors or revisit something that you've heard or get to a podcast, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And class, we're broadcasting twice daily. Mornings at 10 Central Time on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network. And afternoons at 3 o'clock Central on KWTO, the powerhouse of the Midwest. Now, podcasts and live streaming are available anytime at USAprepares.com. The link's on the website. And this afternoon, Dr. Norm Shuley. Tomorrow morning on GCN, Stan Deo. And then in the afternoon tomorrow, it's MacGyver, who's also known as Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival. Here's some news I wanted to mention this morning. From the Associated Press in Washington, federal scientists say that July was the hottest month ever recorded in the lower 48 states, breaking a record set back during the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. And on CNN today, this is major news. The U.S. drought drives up food prices worldwide. And they say that the drought that's drying up the heartland, which is where we are right here in Missouri, is not just an American problem. It's causing food prices to surge worldwide. So in July, food prices are up 6%. And the main driver is grain prices, they say, and specifically corn prices, which have hit record highs in the recent weeks. So according to a UN global report, corn prices surged nearly 23% in July. Really, at least 23%. And that's exacerbated by the severe deterioration of the maize crop in the United States. And so the excessive heat and drought is what's causing it. And they say that it's going to have an impact on customers. Oh, no kidding. And they also say that food prices have been creeping up throughout the United States as the hot temperatures across the Midwestern and Western parts of the nation have dried out crops and driven up the price of corn. Now, corn isn't at least 75% of the food products that we eat, corn syrup and so forth, but some kind of corn is in most of the food that we eat. Now, here's some of the numbers. Cereal prices are up 17% last month, according to the UN Index of Cereal Prices. And that's closer to, very close to an all-time high. So what we're saying is food prices are going up, and, you know, we use corn, which is food, to produce ethanol, alcohol, that the United States mandates that we put in gasoline. And that's your government at work, making sure that we use food as motor fuel. Now, worldwide, the price of meat actually declined, and that was caused by farmers and ranchers culling their herds because we can't feed our cows. It's not a question of price so much as it is a question of availability of feed. So feed for most of us is grass, green grass, and it's impossible to grow green grass unless you have moisture in the ground. And farmers' wells are going dry, and the grass from the rain that would normally provide moisture to the grass is just not here. So what we're looking at is corn prices are at all-time highs. The quality is extremely poor. And you can see that if you go to the local food store, you'll see the quality of the corn is very poor compared to what you're used to. And we here at USAprepares.com anticipate food shortages. The mainstream media is not really sharing that with you yet. We have been reporting this for months now. So today we have an innovator with us, a USAPrepares.com instructor. She specializes in long-term food storage. Her name is Paulette Winotka. She is the owner of Mill Street Market in Humansville, Missouri, just north of Springfield, Missouri, and she is a preparedness expert. And welcome, Paulette.
Good morning there, Vincent. How are you doing?
Kind of a somber tone, Paulette.
This is a somber morning. Let me tell you, it's crazy. They're having record flooding in Manila, and we're having record droughts here, you know. It's crazy.
Paulette, you know, I'd like to ask you a very, very simple question, but it has a profound impact, whatever you happen to say. Let me just ask you this very simply. Paulette, are we in trouble?
I'm sorry, ask me that again. I didn't quite catch that,
okay.
Vincent.
Paulette, are we in trouble?
Are we in trouble? We've been in trouble for a while. Most of us just haven't been aware of it, how deep the trouble is. And the thing that's interesting about being in trouble is it's kind of like the nature of the game. It kind of changes on us as we go along. We think we've kind of got a handle on what our problems are, and then all of a sudden, God decides to turn off the water, and, you know, it kind of changes our focus.
Yeah. Paulette, you know a dairy farmer, and why don't you tell a story about his problem with water?
Yes, we have a dairy farmer here in our area, and his well is gone, and his ponds are gone. And he is hauling in 8,500 gallons of water a day. That's 8,500 gallons of water a day to water his dairy cows. By his own admission, he's like, I can't keep this up for very much longer.
Well, when you talk about hauling water for his cows, what we're talking about, class, is drinking water. We're not talking about something that they're going swimming in. I mean, cows love to swim in these ponds, and we actually let our cows swim in some of our ponds to keep them cool. Because you think about these cows are huge animals, and ours are all black. And the sun really beats down on them, and that black coat they have is really absorbs the heat. So we let them go swimming in the hot summer. But hauling in 8,500 gallons of water a day, if you look at those gasoline tank trucks, those big tractor trailers, that's how much water we're talking about a day.
Yeah. It's incredible, you know, every single day. And he has to pay to bring that in. It's not like he goes someplace and get it for free. He's buying water.
Mm-hmm. And
on top of feed prices going up and on top of hay being almost unavailable.
Well, I tried to find some hay yesterday. We have a neighbor who's actually abandoned her horses, and there are five horses that she's left. And we have the choice of watching them starve or buying hay for them. And I tried to buy hay. It's not available at any price.
Yeah.
Not available at any price. So here's what I had to do. I'm using our winter hay for our cows this summer, and I'm using our hay for our cows for her horses because I can't stand to see them starve. And pretty soon we're going to run out, and we're probably going to have to sell our breed stock. So what we said was going to happen is beef prices will take a dip, and they have not a great dip, a small dip. And next year, boy, oh, boy, beef is going to be scarce and very expensive, in my opinion. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I think so. We can't slaughter our breeding stock and expect to keep prices down because there's going to be, you know, supply and demand, and there's going to be less availability. The only thing that may help us with the beef prices next year is the fact that people aren't going to have as much money to spend. And maybe they won't be demanding quite as much beef as what we do currently. At some point in time, you know, we're already seeing less groceries, volume of grocery going out of the grocery store. people are spending the same dollars, but they're bringing home less product. You know, $100, $200, whatever people are spending a week for groceries, is not buying as many pounds of groceries. So right now, we're taking home less product. But I'm afraid what we're going to see happening by next year is we're going to see that people not only are going to be taking home less groceries, but they're actually going to have less dollars in their pocket to spend, which is going to be a double whammy. They're spending less money for even less food, or spending more money, I'm sorry, for even less food. Mm-hmm. And that may decrease some of the demand on the beef, but who knows? Who knows for sure? It's certainly not going to change things on the general run-of-the-mill food, the staples that people use. When prices start going crazy, people cut back on the more expensive cuts of meat, the cheaper cuts, or they start cutting back on their meat consumption and eating more pasta. You know, usually we could kind of depend on grains, but mm-hmm. we're going to have a problem with grains now with the drought, with the corn and the wheat. Pasta's going to get more expensive. Bread's going to get more expensive. I mean, we already pay what? If you want to buy a decent loaf of bread, you go to the grocery store, you pay $3.50 for a loaf of whole wheat bread.
Well, I didn't realize
it was
insane. It is insane. I didn't realize it was that expensive because we haven't bought whole wheat bread in probably years. And the reason is we have a bread machine. We make our own bread, and we buy sacks of Hearty Red and Hearty White. Paulette, if I'm not mistaken, the last time we bought wheat was, I think we paid about $8.50 for 25 pounds of whole wheat in the sack that we grind with a hand grinder and make bread out of it. Is that
you
about
can't
right?
Do
or
that today.
Oh, okay.
All right. A 50-pound sack of wheat is running around, depends on the variety that you get, depends on whether you're wanting to buy organic or not, but you're looking at $30 and up for 50 pounds. You were paying 16.
Yes, I was paying 16, and it was organic. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparers.com. We're talking about the coming food shortage, the coming food crisis, and we're going to talk about the supply chain. Paulette Wanatka, Mill Street Market, is an expert in the supply chain. And wait till you hear what she's got to say on the other side of these commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is USAPrepares.com. Paulette Winotka's with us. And we're talking about the looming food crisis, the looming food shortage. And it's coming to you, class, no matter where you are on this planet. It's headed your way. Paulette's been with us at every one of our expos since the very beginning, and she's going to be at the fourth Get Prepared Expo as an exhibitor and a seminar host this November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. And she talks about food and how to prepare food yourself for your own long-term storage. So she teaches you how to bucketize your food, how to buy it in bulk, and prepare it for yourself and save the maximum amount of money. And Paulette, let's talk about the food supply chain. You've learned some very interesting information from people that supply you with food for the secondary market. Can you talk about that, please?
Yes, yeah. A lot of your listeners may not know, but besides the long-term food storage and bulk items that we sell and do consulting for our clients, we also have a salvage grocery where we buy freight damage or sometimes short dated, you know, warehouse overruns and that type of thing, and canned goods and, you know, and boxed food products. One of our vendors sent us out an email last week that said several of the suppliers that he gets product from that he then brings, you know, makes available to us, have sent him notice that they will no longer be able to provide him with food product. Now, besides providing stores like ours, he also provides 46 faith-based food pantries. In other words, this is food that churches give away. And he just can't get a lot of things. Mm-hmm. One of the big reclamation centers in Texas, and the reclamation centers bring in food from, sometimes they do other things besides food, but the main thing we're interested in is their food business. And they bring in things like freight damaged, you know, semi-trailers. They'll bring in short date. Sometimes they'll go in and clean out a whole warehouse that's got short dated stuff. And it's been sold to China. A Chinese firm has bought it, and their products from that reclamation center are leaving the country. So there's a whole – one of the bigger reclamation centers is no longer going to be providing product to the U.S. Two of the big wholesalers of the salvage market closed business within the last year. It was at the end of last year. And the reason that they went out of business, they said, is they're having too much trouble finding either freight damaged or short dated foods at a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. And it's because warehouses are not having the excess product because the manufacturers are slowing down their processing and their manufacturing. Because grocery stores don't stock anything, you know, they're on just on time delivery.
Right.
So now the manufacturers have decided, well, they'll just go on just on time manufacturing. So consequently, we do not have a reserve. So if something happens to make a blip in the industry, like we have coming on us right now, a shortage of corn, a shortage of soybean, a shortage of wheat, we're also going to have shortages of vegetables that we normally think of as canned vegetables, like, you know, tomatoes and green beans and things like this. They're all going to be affected by the drought, too, and we don't have that backlog of food that we used to have because everybody's trying to cut their overhead by cutting warehouse expenses. That's going to leave the consuming public in the glitch.
It's extremely disturbing to me as you talk about this, because what's going to happen to those people who depend on the warehouses for their food to go through into the charity food pantries, and where are they going to go? It doesn't sound like this is a good scenario. It doesn't sound like there's a good outcome to this. I've got some questions about farming and what's happening to the dairy farmers. When we get back, I'm going to ask Paulette, how are they doing? I think it's going to be bad news. We'll be right back. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'll be right there. I'm just putting on one last dab of bliss. Okay. I had to do that to get through this broadcast. This is a very disturbing topic, Paulette. Class of Freeze Dry Guy is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th. And I'd like you to come if you have the opportunity so that you can meet him. And if you'd like to take part in his promotion, freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, and I buy his foods, and I pay what you do. And Paulette, could we just take 1 minute before we talk about dairies and dairy farmers and what's happening to them? Could we just give one more explanation of what you meant by short-dated foods?
What is short-dated food?
Yeah, what does that term mean? Let's just make sure everyone understands.
All of the food that we buy has either got an expiration date or a best buy, used by date on it. And a lot of people think that, oh, if it expires yesterday, I can't eat it today. Well, if it was good yesterday, it's not going to go bad overnight, you know.
Right, right.
The truth of the matter is most of the food that's in, that's canned, commercially canned. And if the can is in good condition, it's not dented on the seam, it's not bulging, it's not leaking, that food is going to be good for years and years past the expiration date. But grocery stores, just by the nature of their business, they don't do well selling things that are, quote, expired. And warehouses don't want to have expired products in their warehouse, or products that are coming close to expiration, which is what we in the industry call short dated. It means it's just got a short amount of time that the date is good. Grocery stores want to buy things that have several months left, so that if that product doesn't sell right away, it has some shelf life for them. So when these products get close to their best buy date or past their best buy date, those products go to a reclamation center, and at the reclamation centers then box them up and send them out to different places, sometimes stores like ours, sometimes charities, different food pantries and things like that will buy from them. And that's how those products get back into the food chain, get back into the market, and they come through salvage or freight damage stores as discount groceries, a lot of different names for them. And that's what we get. And we're usually able to pick those products up below the wholesale that the grocery store has been paying for them, so that we can offer an extended discount to our customers. And most people are realizing those products are just fine. They're perfectly fine. And it's a way to stretch your food dollars. The problem is it's getting harder and harder to come by. So people are going. Go ahead.
Well, so what are people doing?
Well, there are things that we can do for ourselves. We used to be very resilient people. Americans were always the can-do people, and we took care of ourselves, and we worked hard, we played hard, and we fought hard. But what's happening is people want to play hard, but they don't want to fight hard, and they don't want to work hard. And I'm not even sure how much they want to play hard anymore. But the fact of the matter is that there are things that we can do if we will take control of our own destiny and take responsibility for ourselves instead of expecting the government to be responsible for us. Believe me, the government will love to be responsible for us. Control the food, control the people. When we have to look for them, for every morsel, they can call all the shots. We need to be much more independent for a lot of different reasons, but I believe our liberty depends upon it. And that means people need to start having gardens. Now, if you don't live on a farm like you and I do, where you can have, you know, 2 acres if you want, but people who live in town, just, you know, on a lot, they can actually grow some of their food. They might not be able to grow all of it, but they can grow some of it, and they can help to augment their, you know, their diet. They can maybe grow their during the growing season while they're eating fresh. They might not be able to grow enough to can tomatoes for the entire year, but they can grow enough to provide themselves with fresh food. And we all know that, you know, buying fresh from the produce section is very expensive.
So you can
save some money that way. And it can be a very enjoyable hobby, kind of, yeah, besides a profitable one.
Paulette, you're absolutely right. And when I have lunch here on the farm, I just go out to the garden. And, class, you can make a garden out of used tires. You can take used tires, stack two of them, one on top of the other, and fill it with good, loose soil and plant tomato plants in that. And you've got a garden right there. And what I do is we have buckets, and we buy protein for our cows, and they're like, oh, maybe 10-gallon buckets. We fill them with soil and we put one tomato plant in each one, and we have more tomatoes than we can eat. And so if you count the cost of the extra virgin olive oil, the cost of the vinegar, my lunch costs about 10 cents. And it's a really good, fresh, heirloom seed, tomato, and hot cayenne pepper and basil salad. And it's absolutely fabulous. Paulette, I wanted to ask you quickly, before we get into the dairy farmer situation, how long does coffee, that ground coffee in a can, last? I've bought coffee in the, the 3-pound, number 10 cans, if you will, many years ago. Seems to be fine to me. I probably have had it for 6 years. It has a steel lid on it. What's been your experience with those large cans of ground coffee?
Well, if it hasn't been opened, it
yes, that's
be,
what I mean.
Indefinitely. There isn't
okay,
any reason. If oxygen doesn't get to it, that's the big thing that destroys it and causes it to go rancid. If it's sealed and it's kept in a cool, dry place, you should be able to keep it for 2, 3, 4 times as long as you've kept it already. And if you want to make it that shelf life for your coffee even longer, store coffee beans and then grind them fresh when you get ready to use them. And you'll have absolutely fresh tasting coffee for just a super long time,
Okay, so we could take coffee beans, and then you put them in a Mylar bag with some oxygen absorbers, mm-hmm. Evacuate the air out of them, and then put them in a seal them with an iron the way you've taught us how to do that. Put them in a 5-gallon bucket with a lid, and we're good to go.
Yep, put them in a cool, dry place, and forget about them, really, until you need them.
Okay, and Paulette, I bought spaghetti sauce many years ago. I still have some from 4 years ago, and obviously, the first in is the first out. So we still have some from, 4 years ago. Now, this is spaghetti sauce in jars, and I think we bought it for either 89 cents or 99 cents, and we have cases of it left. And now I make sure when I buy it that I don't dent the lids and damage the seals. So this is all still good. The seals are tight. There's no bulging in the lids. And these are like quart jars. 4 years old at least, and it's still perfect. Has that been your experience also?
Well, the government did a study some mm-hmm. time back on how long canned food will still remain viable. And they took 30-year-old food in cans, commercially processed cans, mm-hmm. and also they took 30-year-old home canned, which is in the jar with the typical flat sealed lid, mm-hmm. and they tested that food, and they tested it for a few different things. The first thing they tested was bacteria to see if the food was safe, if it's going to kill you, and uh-huh. the food was fine. And then they tested it for vitamins and minerals. They tested it for, it was proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And they said mm-hmm. those were just fine. Then they tested for vitamins and minerals. They said some of the vitamins at 30 years were starting to wane. They weren't as high in the nutritional value as far as vitamins as it had been when it was fresh. But it was still well worth eating. And then the last thing they evaluated it for was appearance. And things like canned pears, green beans, peas, and there was a couple of other things that they said were starting to kind of lose its resilience, mm-hmm. Just getting a little soft. But there was still nothing wrong with it. It wasn't going to hurt you to eat it. So that being said, I mean, my gosh, I agree we need to rotate what we store, but if you're storing food for yourself and other family members, say you know that several people will be coming to your home, so you're storing extra food, there's no way a family is going to be able to rotate all that out if they're storing for twice their family members. So you're going to have to count on the fact that that food really will last a lot longer than what the date on the can says. And you mentioned that the pasta sauce you were buying was in jars, and that's very good. There's a couple of products that don't do well in cans, and that's tomato products and anything acidy like pineapple, even though they enamel coat the inside of those cans, they still have a tendency to eventually kind of pit and rust through. It kind of eats through. So when you have an opportunity to buy tomatoes sauce in glass, that's the better choice. I'm not going to say don't buy it canned, but when you buy tomatoes, tomato sauce, and pineapple in cans, watch those cans real close and be diligent in rotating that stock.
Well, I absolutely agree, Paulette. And the only time that I buy tomato sauce in those tall cans is when we're going to use that fairly quickly within, 6 to 9 months. But when it's on sale, that's what we do. Paulette Winotka's with me, Mill Street Market. I really want to ask her about these dairy farmers, and she's going to be at the meetup tomorrow night. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, and so is Joel Johnson, and he's with Kodiak Survival. We know him as MacGyver 101. We'll be right back, and I'm going to ask her about the dairies. And what do we do right here, right now? This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Paulette Monac is with us today, and we're talking about the food crisis. Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be with me this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time. Link on the website if you'd like to listen in. And if you've got some medical questions, you're certainly welcome to call. We have a toll-free number worldwide. And that's at 3 o'clock Central Time. Dr. Norman Shealy, link on the website, usaprepares.com. Paulette, I need to ask you two questions. One is, what do we do right now? But first, please tell us about the dairy farmers' situations that you know about in our area of the Ozark Mountains.
Well, in the last week, we've had five dairies go out of business. They took their cows and sold them at auction at the Springfield Auction Barn. Now, some of those cows may have been picked up by another dairy and gone back onto the milk line. I would say the majority of those cows probably are going to slaughter. So that's going to affect the milk supply at some point. And here locally, the Hickory County paper advertised, they had an article last week that there are three local dairies in Hickory County that are selling out. So that's eight dairies in the course of the last week that are shutting down production. Now, at some point, that shutdown is going to start tapping into used product. You know, in the early stages, you might be losing excess, you know, excess milk. Okay, so mm-hmm. A couple of dairies go out of business. We've got a lot of milk. But we're starting to see dairies go out of business in, you know, record numbers here. The drought is pushing a lot of it out. This dairyman who we talked about earlier, who's hauling in 8,500 gallons of milk of water a day just so he can make milk, his own admission is he can't do this very much longer. So if something doesn't give, he's probably going to take that eight and turn it into nine because you can't keep buying water to make milk. So we're seeing milk production decrease, and when milk production decreases, it takes with it cheese and butter and yogurt and all of the products that are made from milk. You know, a lot of times we just think of fluid milk and you think, oh, well, but I don't drink that much milk. But it affects a whole lot of things in your diet besides just fluid milk, and people need to think about that. Just like corn, people who say, well, I only fix corn a few times a year. We're not big corn eaters. But if you're a meat eater and an egg eater and a milk drinker, all of those things require corn. So we need to start looking beyond the obvious. We need to start thinking about how these things are really going to affect us. And we need to develop a plan so that our families are the least impacted by those problems and those shortages that are coming upon us.
And Paulette, we've got just a couple minutes, literally. Please tell us what to do really quickly, right here, right now. What do we do?
Well, first of all, you get smart and you start stocking some groceries. If you haven't already, you deepen your pantry and you get some good emergency supplies. And I'm not talking about 3 days. I'm talking about 6 months or a year. Beans, rice, grains. If you're going to have grains, you need to have a grinder. So you need to think about that. Canned foods, freeze-dried foods. And the best thing you can do for a long-term solution is learn how to produce your own food. Learn how to garden. If you're doing it in your backyard, if that's all you've got, do it. Stick some zucchinis and some tomato plants in with the petunias. But start now. Because if you think you're going to buy a sealed can of seeds and put them on the shelf and say, well, when things get bad, I'll open this can and I'll grow my own food, you're setting yourself up for failure. It's not that easy.
Paulette's going to be with us tomorrow night at the meetup. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. I'm Vin Finelli. If you'd like to contact Paulette, there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. She's at Mill Street Market. Class, this is serious. We're not kidding around. Farmers are in trouble. Dairies are going out of business. Your food prices are going to escalate. Buy cans of whatever you like. Check the dates. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones is coming up right now.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.